Start the meeting tonight with the opening prayer led by Pastor Bill Mole, Owosso Free Methodist Church pastor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Let us pray. Father, we just quiet our hearts and our minds and our bodies before you. Undoubtedly, a lot of things have happened in this day. And as we come to this meeting tonight, we just lay this agenda before you. We lay ourselves before you. And you tell us if we lack wisdom to ask for it. So we ask for wisdom tonight in all things. And at the same time, Lord, we know that there are a lot of things going on in our lives. And we ask that you would help with those as well. We just pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. This brings us to the roll call. Madam Clerk, this brings us to the Pledge of Allegiance, which Mr. Jim Slingerlin will lead the pledge.
Thank you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now, this brings us to the roll call. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Mayor Teich.
Here.
Pro Tem Haber. Councilmember Fear.
Here.
Ludington.
Here.
Olson.
Here.
Osmer.
Here.
Owens.
Here.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. This now brings us to the approval of the agenda, in which we have two items of business to add. One would be item number 3, New Year's Eve block party permission, and item number 4, New Year's Eve fireworks permit request. And with that, I would be looking for a motion for approval.
Do we have to make a motion to add them to the agenda first?
Yes. Motion to add.
Okay.
Yes. So I would make a motion that we add the items of business to the agenda.
Perfect. And you have a second? So we have a motion and a second. This would be not a roll call vote, or would it be a roll call vote when we add something like that?
I don't think it matters.
No. Okay.
As long as everybody.
Okay.
You know, as long as we don't have a majority.
Gotcha.
That are saying no.
Oh, we have a motion of support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, the same. The agenda is approved. This brings us to the approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of December the 2nd, 2024.
I make a motion to approve the minutes, December 2nd.
Second.
I have a motion to support. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, the same. The minutes of the regular meeting of December the 2nd, 2024 are approved. This brings us to proclamations and special presentations, in which we have one tonight, the audit presentation, the presentation of the annual audit by Ken Berthoum, if I have that correct.
Mr. Mayor,
yes.
If I may. I'm just, for my own records, did we get a motion on the actual agenda with
no.
The modification? Okay.
Right, because I'd made the motion to add them to the agenda, and we didn't actually do a motion to approve the agenda. We just did the motion to add them.
There's two.
Two,
items. Okay.
Right.
Thank you, city attorney.
So
now
I motion to approve the agenda with the added item.
Thank you.
Support.
Thank you. Now we have I have a motion to support for the approval of the agenda with the added items. I would look for all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, the same. The agenda with the added items are approved. Now, this brings us down to proclamations, special presentations, audit presentation.
Good evening, Your Honorable Mayor Teich and members of the Owosso City Council. I am pleased to be here to present the audited financial statements for the year ended June 30, 2024. Our audit this year again went smooth. We encountered no difficulties, problems, or differences. We received excellent cooperation from the city staff, especially Finance Director Brad Barrett. We found no problems with the current transaction procedures and controls. Our audit work this year involved the recommendation of 13 adjusting journal entries, which is very good compared to other places and cities that where we audit. And compared to last year, we had 23. So we saw some improvement that way. So this was our second year. We got a few things fixed up last year, and Brad was, I think, relatively new too. So I think we're seeing some definite improvement and stability in that area. As a result of the audit work that we did, we issued our opinion on the financial statements, which you find in the booklet, which you probably have on a PDF form on the computer. You don't have the actual booklet like I have, maybe, or you have a copy of it. But in there, we have an independent auditor's report. That's the opinion on the financial statements. And that's this is an unmodified opinion, which is the best that you can get. And that means that we had no exceptions to the statement that these financial statements, in our opinion, fairly state the financial position of the city as of June 30 and results of operations. Okay? I'd like to just briefly run through the report with you. Moving on to page 8. On here, this page we see, this is part of the MD&A management discussion and analysis. It's a comparative bullet rule statement of activities. It shows numbers compared for governmental activities and for business type activities compared this year to last year. A few notable items here. We saw that the property tax revenues this year were approximately $5,129,000 in total compared to the prior year, $4,983,000. We saw that the taxable SEB for properties here was about 5% higher, which accounts for more property tax revenue. We also noted that the transit levy that was previously on the tax bills was eliminated, and so that was the outcome there. We saw capital grants increase substantially in the across the board for both governmental and business type activities. The current year, you get capital grants of about $4,051,000 compared to a prior year of $1,392,000. So that's an improvement there. The grant revenue was mostly noted in the water and sewer activities this year. We saw a big expense increase in the category of health and welfare. You would see that under governmental activities this year, $1,312,000 compared to just $23,000 in the prior year. But that was all, most of that was in the housing and redevelopment fund, and all of that expense was paid for with state money. You got grants for that and so forth. Okay. Okay. Moving ahead to page 11. Page 11 of this report is a statement of net position. So what you have here is a full accrual, big picture of where the city stood on June 30 in terms of assets and liabilities. Full accrual means that it includes capital assets, and it also includes long-term debt and pension obligations. So the idea is that it includes everything. And on that basis of accounting, the city appears to report a very good financial condition with about $27 million in cash in total. And the primary government, a net position of about $16 million, that is unrestricted net position. So that's pretty good. A lot of the cities that we go to and audit, and townships and governmental units, they'll have a deficit in net position because of unfunded pension and that sort of thing. That here, we don't see that at all. You could have some unfunded pension, but you have enough assets to cover that liability. Moving ahead to page 15, here you see the balance sheets for the governmental funds. Governmental funds use the modified accrual method of accounting. So the focus here on these balance sheets is just current assets and current liabilities, no long-term debt, no capital assets. So on that basis of accounting, the general fund looks very healthy. You have a fund balance of about $8,600,000. And that amount equates to about 80% of your annual general fund expenditures of approximately $10 million. So you're in pretty good shape that way. That's one barometer of financial health for a general fund, is to look at it in terms of how much fund balance you have compared to the annual needs for your expenses. 80% is a good number. Moving ahead to page 18. A couple more pages here. Page 18 is for the governmental funds, the statement of revenues, expenditures, and change in fund balance. Here we saw that the general fund had revenues of about $10,488,000, expenditures of about $9,587,000. So the bottom line there was that the general fund had about $900,000 of revenues in excess of expenditures last year. That's the second year in a row we saw substantial increases in fund balance for general fund. Okay. Last year in the governmental funds, we saw that there was a substantial investment in capital outlay last year. We did a lot on the roads and streets. About $3.4 million in total was spent in capital outlay in these governmental funds. Okay. And then finally, onto page 21. Here we have the balance sheet for the business type activities, which you have in there the sewer, water, and wastewater treatment. The statement here, these are prepared on a full accrual method of accounting because it's business type. These funds appear to be in very good shape, too. They have very adequate cash balances, as you can see, and there are no deficits. And again, the city in these funds invested very heavily in its infrastructure for water and sewer, especially sewer, last year. There was about $13 million invested in capital outlay. So, in conclusion, I again thank you for choosing Burstein & Company, and I welcome any questions or comments.
Questions, comments?
No, thank you for coming.
No, thank you for coming. Appreciate
great.
It.
Okay. See you next year.
Next year. This now brings us to public hearings, which we have one, proposed special assessment district number 2025-104, hazards and nuisances. And we'll start off with the city manager. City manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This public hearing is to receive citizen comment on the establishment of a 10-year special assessment at 3% interest in the amount of $11,466.33. This is for the court-ordered removal of a house foundation and debris removal at the property at 609 Martin Street. The work was performed by OP Powell Sand and Soil through a bid award on October 7th, 2024.
Thank you, City Manager. I'll open it up to the public for any public comments, which you'll be allowed up to 3 minutes to address the council with any comments. Seeing none, I'll bring it back to the council for any comments. Seeing none, I'd be looking for a motion.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Thanks, Chris.
I have a motion. Madam Clerk, this would be a roll call vote when you are ready.
Councilmember Fear?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Ludington?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes, the proposed special assessment district number 2025-104 hazards and nuisances is approved. This brings us to our first citizen comments, in which each person wishing to address the city council shall be afforded one opportunity up to 4 minutes duration during the first occasion for citizen comments, and be afforded one opportunity up to 3 minutes during the last occasion for citizen comments and questions. When recognized, please come to the podium, give your name and address, and direct your comments to the mayor. Is there anyone at this time that would like to make any comments to the council?
Bill Mall, 1335 West North Street. Mr. Mayor, this is a time of year that a lot of us get caught up in all of the hoopla and all of the presents and the flashing lights and all those, and we don't stop to recognize that there are a lot of people in our community dealing with a lot of pain this time of year. This is the number one time of the year for suicide and all of those kinds of situations. And think of those dealing, our veterans with PTSD, depression. Many times this is the time of year relationships end. It's also the time in which we recognize a lot of loss of our loved ones. And so tonight I would suggest that we would take a minute to let our community just know that we recognize their pain, number one. And number two, just take a moment of silence for those who've lost loved ones this year, people we've lost in our community, if we could do that.
We may.
Thank you, Lord, for those who have gone before us. Help us to remember them and help us to honor them. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. Further comments? Seeing none, I'll bring it back to the council for any comments at this point in time. I have one I'd like to bring up. I was reading the consent agenda, and I'd like to give a thank you and for what our planning and building director has done, Tanya Buckaloo. If you look at the consent agenda, there is a My Hope grant that she worked on herself and received, and some of the history on that, the city was awarded a My Hope grant of $105,000 in the spring of 2023. And then an additional funding of another grant that she worked on and got for another $160,000 was awarded in March of 2024. And because of her performance, her high performance, she got the performer funding of an additional $100,000. So what is this, basically, grant? The My Hope grant totaling basically now approximately, I think the new number was about close to $350,000. This money basically assists property owners in funding energy efficient improvements such as window replacement, HVAC replacement, appliance upgrades, etc., all being energy efficient. You have to qualify for these. You can come to the city. You can apply for these. It's pretty much, I think, first come, first serve basis. And because of her work, this money basically brings in an additional five homes, this $100,000 that we can do for now a total of 16 homes. So I just wanted to give what I call a kudos to the director for her fine work, and I think she should be recognized. So thank you, Tanya. She's not here, but I'll make sure that she knows that we recognized her tonight. Other than that, are there any other comments? Okay. Seeing none, this brings us to the consent agenda, which would be I would need a motion.
Motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Well, I have a motion and a second, and this would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Osmer?
Yes.
Ludington?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Beer?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes, the consent agenda is approved. This brings us to items of business, in which we have four tonight, the first being the audit acceptance. And again, we'll start it off with the city manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This resolution would adopt the fiscal year 13-14 audit as presented. I will just mention one note from the finance director regarding our change in fund balance for the general fund. Now, we're showing just shy of $1 million, but some of that's reflected by costs not incurred yet, but budgeted for. One was the ambulance purchase, just shy of $375,000. We have the bond for the fire truck, that's $92,000, and then the demolition for Exchange Street, which we estimated but haven't gotten through the process with the land bank yet. That's just shy of $150,000. Even with that explanation, we're still looking at a positive change in fund balance of $352,000. With that, I recommend approval as presented.
Thank you, City Manager. Any other comments? If not, I'd be looking for a motion.
You got it. Motion to approve.
A second.
I have a motion and a second. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Ludington?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes, the audit acceptance is approved. This brings us to items of business number two. Set special meeting. And again, we'll start out with the city manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This resolution sets the special meeting for your fiscal year 25-26 goal setting session for Wednesday, January 8th, 2025 at 6:30 here in council chambers. And just as a reminder, Friday is when the questionnaires are due. Mm-hmm. So far, Councilwoman Olson is the only one to have submitted. Thank you. I expect the rest of them by Friday.
Gold. Congratulations.
Thank you. Gold star for me. How long do you expect the meeting to take on the 8th?
A couple hours. It all depends on council, really. But I think a couple hours would be realistic.
I have no problem with the 8th.
I am unavailable that night.
Oh. Is anybody else unavailable that night? Without Councilman Ludington, are we still good to go forth and without him is the question.
Up to council.
How do you feel about that, Councilman? You want to try for us to get a different date so you can be included?
Yeah, but it has to be in February.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So if you don't want to wait till February, then.
Are you not here all of January?
Correct.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'll be back for Martin Luther King weekend. But you probably don't want to do it on Martin Luther King Monday.
So you guys, I think we discussed you're going to be back just for the weekend and for the meeting on Tuesday and then gone again.
Correct.
Correct. I would.
The 8th is going to be our best bet.
Yeah.
If we push it till February, it's going to put us behind with the CIP. If we want to use this information to draft the entire budget, CIP and the budget, we got to get this done in January.
I agree.
Can you be good news is I met with
Councilman Luddington when he was kind of talked about what his priorities would be.
Mm-hmm.
If you submit that questionnaire and provide any other written comments you think would be pertinent, okay. Well, I can take those to council on the 8th. And,
Is it an option? Are you going to be unavailable to, like, if we could do like a Zoom, like component or a phone in where he could participate?
Not the way I envision this going.
Okay.
I think that's going to add a little bit of complication that I'm not really.
It'll be in this room.
Yeah.
Could we record it so that way he can actually access a copy of it, so he can at least after the fact be kind of privy to everything that the discussion that we had.
We can try, but some of it's going to be multimedia as well. And
right.
It's really hard to get that camera to pick that up.
For sure. I was just trying to think of best ways that he can participate. I'm trying to.
Sorry, made these plans before.
Is Jerry available on the 8th? Do we know?
I've talked to Jerry. I told him that if he didn't feel ready for the first meeting, when's the first meeting? Is that what date is that?
The 6th.
So we're only talking 2 days afterwards. It's a good possibility he could be here, even for the meeting, but I told him, don't push it. So I don't know for sure.
A quorum would just be 5, though, right? Do we need a quorum?
Or
4. Okay.
So,
I thought it was more than half. But.
I know if he's feeling up to it, he will be here. But he is improving. He's at home. As he's just, he needs this time just to build up the strength and so forth. From his operation. So good news is that he is home and he is on the mend. So it's a good possibility he'll be here, but we'll hope. So with that.
I make a motion to set the special meeting for Wednesday, January 6th, 2025 at 6:30 p.m. for the goal setting session.
January 8th or January 6th?
January 8th.
8th, sorry, yeah. City Council on the 6th, Wednesday, January 8th.
Do I have a second?
Yeah, second.
Okay, I have a second. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Owens?
Yes.
Luddington?
Yeah.
Olson?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Mayor Tai?
Yes, it says the special meeting is approved. This brings us to items of business number 3, New Year's Eve block party permission. And again, I'll turn it over to the city manager to begin.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This resolution approves a traffic control order for the New Year's Eve block party for the ball drop. This will be December 31st to January 1st from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. For South Washington between Comstock and Water Street. This year, the application was taken up by the Owosso Masonic Lodge. We are recommending approval.
Yeah, make a motion to approve.
Seconded.
I have a motion and a second, Madam Clerk. This would be a roll call vote when you're ready.
Councilmember Owens.
Absolutely.
you're a no. That's what I'm hearing.
Councilmember Osmer?
Yes.
Luddington?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Mayor Tai?
Yes, the New Year's Eve block party permission is approved. This brings us to item number 4, New Year's Eve fireworks permit request. Again, we'll start off with the city manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Subject to Public Act 256 of 2011, this resolution would approve an application from the Owosso Masonic Lodge number 81 for a New Year's Eve fireworks display concurrent with the New Year's Eve block party and ball drop located in the Fitness Coliseum parking lot.
Comments or motion?
A motion and approval.
So I got a motion and a second. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you're ready.
Councilmember Olson?
Yes.
Ludington?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes, the New Year's Eve fireworks permit request is approved. So this can't go without some comments. First of all, a big thank you to council person or councilman Chris Owens. This is something that was dropped from our agenda for this year. This is basically the New Year's Eve block party and the fireworks. We basically moved the fireworks to Glow, the Glow Parade. The councilman got bombarded with a lot of phone calls on Monday, was it?
Yes.
And so he personally took it on and did almost an impossible task, literally an impossible task to make this happen within this type of time frame. I have to give kudos to the many people that were involved, but again, I'll give kudos to the city manager. Without the city manager, no matter what the councilman would have done, I doubt this would have happened. Chris was in my office, councilman was in my office on Thursday for about an hour and a half, talking with me, Lizzie, the chief came in, and by policy, this thing wasn't gonna happen. And there still was a slight window that it could happen, but you need the leader, basically, which was the city manager, to make it happen. And so he got with Chris that afternoon and helped him do the TCO, took him all the way through everything he had to do, and the councilman got it done, got everything, if you can believe it. I'm talking about insurance, I'm talking about payment, I'm talking about raising the funds for the fireworks. Had it all done and put it on to the chief by 4:30 on Thursday. So he is like a John Hankert for this. When it comes to John Hankert, it's the Glow person. Chris is the champion for the New Year's Eve party. And I want to make sure that everybody knew he took it on. He wasn't going to let it not happen. And if it didn't happen this way, he was going to find another way to do it. I can guarantee you. I'm getting to know this councilman. And I like it. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
And congratulations for getting it done. And I'm looking forward to it.
Could I say something real
quick? You may.
These people right here, most of them sitting in this room, wouldn't have happened without you guys. Thank you all. It's going to be one hell of a show. Thank you.
Can I say something real quick about this? Yeah. It's so good that you took it on. It's so exciting that all of you guys decided to do it. I just want to make sure that I see Lizzie's here tonight, and I'm on the DDA with her, and this was a lead balloon in June when it was being decided whether it could or could not happen this year. Mm-hmm. We had really strong, a lot of difficulty raising funds last year. We had a lot of difficulty getting volunteers to participate. There was low turnout. So I just want to make sure that Lizzie's not, her efforts are not discarded in the sense that we tried really hard to get Lebowski to take it over, to get other people to take it over, to find a champion like Chris. I'm so glad that now that you are the champion, it's going to make everything so great because now we get to include it. But I just want to make sure that Lizzie
absolutely
doesn't get disparaged, like she dropped the ball. She tried
absolutely
really,
did not.
Really hard.
Absolutely did not. Yeah. She had the recommendation from myself, the mayor, and also the city manager regarding the basically the path that we were taking. She was not alone. We're a team.
Yeah.
and we needed a champion, and no champion was stepping up for the last couple of years. It was amazing it even happened last year, frankly.
Yeah.
So thank you for me. I really appreciate that you brought that up.
Mr. Mayor, can I add one more thing?
Yep.
So in our meeting with Lizzie, I made sure to mention that nobody's placing blame on anybody for anything.
This
is all about having a great time.
Yep.
We discussed the same thing. You know, we're not placing blame on anybody. You know,
The other thing also that we talked about was that the GLOW is linked to Main Street DDA. It is linked. And talking in our meeting on Thursday morning in the office, you're going to be working on next year, starting January 1st, 2025, is what I remember you specifically said.
I started on next year.
Yeah, with Lizzie. And not just, it's going to be your thing, but it will be part of the DDA Main Street.
We'll absolutely include the city government with it.
Yeah.
You know, if you guys want to join in, you know, we'd be happy to help you.
Yep.
But perfect. It's going to be a great time.
I believe it.
Oh, my gosh.
I believe it. All right. Any other comments? Okay. With that, what brings us to our last citizen comments, in which you'll be afforded up to 3 minutes to address the council. Please raise your hand, be recognized, come to the podium, name and address, and address your comments to the mayor. Is there anybody at this point in time that would like to address the council? Yes, Pastor.
Bill Mull, 1335 West North. So we live in a time in which people say a lot of things this time of year. We recognize Christmas is that, but they say happy holidays and everything else. But I actually want to say Merry Christmas to you and the council and to everyone who's here tonight. But when I say that, I don't mean it just to be flippant. I mean it kind of in the same context in which my tradition, recognizes this time of year, hope, peace, joy, and love. May there be more of that in your lives and more of that in our community. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Pastor. Further comments? Okay, seeing none, our next meeting will be Monday, January 6th at 6:30, and hope to see you all back. Thank you.
Do we need a motion to close?
Oh.
No. I'll make that motion.
To adjourn?
Yes.
I need a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All those second. In favor?
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Adios.
Yeah, you just have to get it to the mayor.
What's that again?
Call for a motion on that. It's a good habit to get.